Today, the Environmental Protection Agency set the strictest rules ever for the emissions that come out of the tailpipes of cars, pickup trucks, and SUVs. These regulations are part of the Biden administration's efforts to curb greenhouse gases. NPR's Michael Copley is here to talk about what the EPA is doing. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Ari.
What are these rules intended to do?
So the rules are designed to do two things: cut greenhouse gas emissions like carbon dioxide that are making the planet hotter, and reduce pollutants that contribute to soot and smog. So the idea is to go after a big source of greenhouse gas emissions and improve public health by cleaning up the air that people breathe.
And what's the impact on car companies?
Well, it's almost certainly going to mean a faster shift to electric vehicles. The EPA says EVs could account for up to 56% of new passenger vehicles sold for model years 2030 through 2032. That would meet a goal that President Biden set in 2021. I talked to Thomas Boylan, who works at an industry group called the Zero Emission Transportation Association. He says the rules are going to encourage EV investments by automakers, but also by their parts suppliers.
It's really that full supply chain that has an additional level of certainty with these types of rules that sort of de-risk some of those investments.
Boylan is saying that those regulations will make it more attractive to build new factories and charging stations for electric vehicles.
How does this fit into some of the Biden administration's other climate change initiatives?
So Congress passed legislation called the Inflation Reduction Act in 2022, and it includes incentives for companies to build things like battery plants. And the administration says when you combine those kinds of investments with stricter pollution rules, it'll help shift the U.S. away from fossil fuels for transportation.
And what would that mean long-term for impact on the world's climate?
It's a big deal, Ari. The transportation sector is the biggest source of climate pollution in the U.S., and this rule is expected to avoid more than 7 billion tons of carbon emissions. You know, for context, Michael Regan, the EPA administrator, said today that that's four times the carbon pollution that came from the transportation sector in 2021.
And thanks to these new technology standards, not only are we restoring America's position as a global leader against the fight for climate change, but we're also protecting the health of communities while doing so.
Now, some groups are complaining that the EPA went soft on automakers, that they're giving industry too much time to make big emission cuts. The EPA originally proposed more aggressive cuts early on, but the agency says it opted to phase in the rules more gradually because it'll be a more effective long term. And it says these rules will ultimately deliver about the same reductions that the agency initially proposed.
But the headlines around electric vehicles right now aren't great. It seems like car buyers aren't that enthusiastic about them.
Yeah, you know, what you're describing has been the tone in a lot of the news coverage. The reality is that EVs are going to have to keep getting cheaper to be attractive to a broader group of consumers. And people do worry about charging infrastructure. Are they going to run out of power on the road? But the fact is, EV sales hit a record in 2023, and they're expected to set another record this year. And manufacturers are saying EVs are going to be a big part of their future business. It's just a matter of getting the timing right.
And what's the timeline on these new regulations?
So these rules apply to cars, SUVs, and pickups starting with model year 2027 and running through model year 2032. And the agency was clear that the rules are technology neutral. So the government is saying it doesn't care how companies get this done. They just have to cut average emissions across an entire fleet of vehicles. The fact is, EVs are a really good way to do that because they don't produce any tailpipe pollution. And the auto industry seems to like what it sees. An official said today that the new rules are aggressive, but he indicated that they're manageable.
That's NPR's Michael Copley. Thank you.
Thank you, Ari.